I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we got one text here and we didn't really comment on it. The guy said if they traded for Giannis and it didn't work, at least they tried. Does that mean you don't, if you don't trade for Giannis, you don't think they're trying to win a championship?
I don't know if it says that. I think it's just saying, you know, that they're trying.
Yeah, I think they are trying. I don't know. I don't. If Trajan put together a KD Giannis, I'd have supreme faith in him. If it didn't work out, at least I'd know he did all he could to give his team a chance to win a title. If they don't trade for Giannis, I don't think that means he's not doing all he can to win a title, right?
Correct.
I mean, that's the other side of that conclusion, is if you don't make this trade, you don't think they're doing all they can to win the title. Translation, the only path to the Pistons winning an NBA title is to trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Is that true?
I don't think so.
No, I don't either. By the way, the draft lottery is tonight. Draft lottery is tonight. Here's what we have to do with it. Nothing. We have nothing to do with the draft lottery. Let's just start with that. This is refreshing. I mean, it's fun when you're in the draft lottery. You got a ticket. Could my ticket hit? But let me ask you this.
Got the golden ticket.
Is, of the teams in the lottery, where is the biggest conspiracy? So the teams in the lottery are Utah, Washington, Charlotte, New Orleans, Philly, Brooklyn, Toronto. San Antonio has two picks. Phoenix's pick is conveyed to Houston. Atlanta's got a pick. Portland, Dallas, and Chicago. So... What's the biggest conspiracy theory that if this team wins, you'll think the fix is in?
I will say, I think the easy button is to look at San Antonio, but I'm going to go a different route.
Because San Antonio always wins these things?
I'm going to go Philadelphia. Hold on,
go ahead.
I'm going with Philadelphia.
You think that's the conspiracy theory?
Yes. Joel Embiid only played 19 games this year. Mm-hmm. This is a team that has openly tanked in the past. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm going to say Philadelphia.
Okay. Kang, which would spark your conspiracy theory, winning the lotto?
Ooh. I'm going San Antonio.
Again?
If they won it again, That's too much smoke, man. But then I'm like, why would they want San Antonio to be good?
They really are.
Right? There's
like
literally
an outpost.
So I hold off on that. Like I lean that way, but then I also I'm admittedly saying I don't get it if that were the conspiracy.
Yeah. This is the last.
But conveniently, those players' seasons ended early.
San Antonio's been in the lottery 8 times. Here's how it's gone for them.
Mm-hmm.
They've moved up 3 spots, moved up 1 spot, moved up 2 spots. Stand pat. Move up 2 spots, move up 1 spot. They've only ever moved up
5 of the 8 times.
5 of the 8 times, a total of 9 places. The Red Wings, last 9 years, have dropped 9 places, never moved up. And falling on 5 of the 9 drafts.
And how do you, I'm curious what the players are that they ended up getting.
David Robinson, Sean Elliott, Tim Duncan, Victor Wembanyama, Stephon Castle. Those are the players they
won. Are those good players?
Yeah. So I'm with Kang. Here's my conspiracy theory. The Spurs win the lottery tonight, but they don't do it with their own pick. They do it with Atlanta's pick, which is a 0.7% chance of winning.
I like it.
There's how I think it goes down.
I like it.
All right. We had some fun, you know, talking about the Pope. And, you know, we have an American Pope. A Pope born in Chicago. We did the Instant Feedback Fun Friday. What to expect with Chicago Pope. Some good answers from the people. But there was a story from CBS about his buddies. You know, Pope Robert Prevost, who grew up in Chicago. And one of his buddies is quoted in this story saying, "I can't believe Bob's Pope."
That is a great quote.
Their buddy Bob is now the Pope. But it got us to thinking here at the station about, you know, when you're young, and we all kind of admittedly are young knuckleheads, and you hang out with a bunch of knuckleheads, and you're goofballs, and you're immature. And then later in life, you go, "I can't believe so-and-so did this." Right?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's going to top Bob's buddies who are getting to say, "I can't believe Bob's Pope."
You can't top that.
You can't top it. But do you have a story like that where you can't believe? I'll give you a recent example of my life.
All right.
Young knucklehead era of my life. I was hanging out with a guy, Jeff, who had frosted tips and looked like the lead singer of Sugar Ray back in the day. Look it up.
Mark McGrath.
Yeah. Google search it. He looked like that. We nicknamed him Shug. All right. And many of us still call him Shug to this day. Yesterday, became the first head coach in the history of the University of North Florida softball to take his team to the NCAA tournament.
Way to go, Shug.
And I'm like, I can't believe my buddy Shug, young knucklehead, they won, I don't even know what conference, but they won their conference and they're off to the NCAA softball tournament. Now, Shug had a tie to softball in this regard. His sister was an All-American at Michigan. But he came here and because she was here, watched him play, worked for the athletic department, and has spun this into a career as a coach. And now Shug, can't believe Shug has taken his team, like is kicking ass. Now it's not Bob's Pope. It's clearly not Bob's Pope. But I can't believe Shug has done that. Do you have any young knucklehead friends that you can't believe the heights that they've ascended to?
Yeah.
Popes.
No popes, no, but I had a guy that I grew up, went to middle school with and high school with.
Yeah.
Who I think we knew was going to be destined for some pretty great things.
Did you?
He ended up going to Harvard and then worked his way up with a bunch of different companies and startups and whatnot, and was one of the big higher-ups at Facebook.
Really?
Before leaving them, but yeah.
So these guys growing up in Chicago, their buddy Bob, he's the Pope. What is your knucklehead friend that grew up and did something and you kind of can't believe? And look, feel free to use their nickname. Because, I mean, Pope Bob.
Pope Bob is, I mean, that's just so great.
Really is funny.
Pope Bobby.
That's
Bobby.
Right.
You guys remember the story I told you about? Gator, you were there. It was my one of my big birthday parties over at MGM.
Oh, yeah.
And my buddy had invited a coworker of his, and he threw up all over himself because he got over, you know, he let the genie out that night. He had more fun than I did.
Oh, man. That guy was a volcano waiting to spew.
Yeah. So they had to put him in a wheelchair and wheel him out of the club. Like, that's how bad he got. So we all started calling him Wheelchair. I didn't know his name because he was a friend of a friend. So anyways, Wheelchair moves to San Diego. He moves up the chain. He's like, I think it might have been even for like a car company because he was an auto supply business or something like that. He moved way up, vice president. And I was like, we all were like, Wheelchair's the vice president? So I think his name was Mike, but yeah, we all just started like, you know, saying, yeah, did you hear about Wheelchair? He's like bigwig now. Like,
that's crazy.
So yeah, Wheelchair, good job.
That's hysterical.
Dana, you had a good time tonight.
I did. And then part of it was like making mental bets as to what time that kid's going to lose it. He could not sit. We're at, you had gotten like a bottle service table or seating or whatever. And we're sitting over there and he's kind of next to us and he is doing more moving with his eyes closed than that. I mean, just somehow his body is managing to stay seated without falling to the ground. You know, this guy was just inches away, and sure enough, but you know, by the time we left before that happened, but you tell me the next day about the wheelchair story. I'm like, that makes sense. I totally
his nickname can see is that. Wheelchair, and now he's a vice president of a company.
Yeah.
All right, who's your knucklehead friend that you can't believe grew up and became something? Like those dudes in Chicago are saying, I can't believe Bob's the Pope. 248-539-9797-971, the ticket.
Hey, do you need a new garage door? Well, Precision Garage Door Service, they can actually get you one in as little as 24 hours because they're the only company with new garage doors that are in stock at their local warehouse. Nobody does it faster or better. So if your garage door is broken down, then you can leave your home garage and family vulnerable. You don't want to do that. You want to make sure you get the new garage. Talk to Precision Garage Door Service. I got new garage doors through them. I couldn't be happier. They walked me through the entire process, showed me all the different options I could have. We picked out the perfect doors for my house, and I am extremely satisfied. Give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can check them out at precisiondoormi.com and schedule an appointment.
Do you have somebody in your life that you can't believe what they grew up to be? Now, nobody is going to top the Pope's crew from Chicago that are saying things like, I can't believe Bob's the Pope. But there's a bunch of them coming in here to the inbox. 248-539-9797. What is, you got a buddy that you can't believe grew up to be what they actually grew up to be. Let's go to Sam. You're on 97 on a ticket. Hi, Sam.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. So this one's actually about me. When I was younger, I was definitely a problem child. Like, I'll make this real quick. When I was in middle school, I tried to set my teacher up for robbery. Didn't really work because I got caught on camera. But several years later, I got my life together, and I became a cop. I worked for Detroit Police. And I had pulled over one of my best friend's moms, and like she couldn't believe that they allowed me to be a cop. And yeah, it was just like, you know, she told me like, you almost burnt my house down like 2 years ago. How the heck did they let you become a cop?
And you're like, yeah, I should probably let you go for not stopping at the stop sign.
She did stop. She didn't stop at a stop sign, so I did let her go. I gave her a warning. She was very nice to me, but yeah, it was just. No one believed that I became an officer of the law.
That's funny.
Because I used to break the law so much as a kid.
It sounds like you yourself are a little surprised it worked out the way it did.
I was surprised they let me in. I didn't have a record or anything, but I was just a very horrible kid. But it worked out because I got my life together.
So. Way to go. Way to go, Sam.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for sharing. Couple of them come here. Not me, but one of my friends said those exact words. I can't believe that that's Bob. So who's Bob? Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
How about this one? I like this one. Dude, Jibber's a cardiologist. I wouldn't let him within 20 feet of my heart.
Jibber.
Guys, I went to high school with Connor Hallebuck. Played 4 years of high school hockey. Had zero offers out of high school. Was always very good, but nobody ever imagined he'd be the best goalie in the NHL.
Crazy.
My friend once got so drunk that he was attacked. Start over.
Here we go.
Take three and 3, 2, 1. My friend once got so drunk that he attacked a shrub outside of a bar because he said it was looking at him funny. That guy is now a New York Times best-selling author. From Robin Redford.
Had it coming, that shrub.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. A shrub stepped to me. Beth, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Beth.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I had a friend who she was partying up north on a summer weekend, and she ended up making out with some guy in the back of his truck. And by the back of his truck, I mean the box of his truck. And okay. fell asleep, woke up, he wasn't in the truck, she was naked, and the truck was going down the street.
What?
The truck was moving?
Yeah. Yeah, it was somebody else's truck, and they were driving to work.
Oh, my God.
In the back with nothing on. She is now the head minister of one of those huge mega churches up near Flint. So, I don't know if that's growth or guilt or what, but well, I thought that was a pretty big change.
Yeah, it sounds like a big change for the better.
That's hysterical. Yeah,
well, that's debatable whether it's for the better or not, but it was pretty amazing.
That's funny. That is really, really funny.
Great.
Good move not using her name. She probably doesn't want that to get out. John in Connecticut, regarding our group's crazy college friend, I can't believe Ames has government security clearance. You know, these are the texts that go around with the crew.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Ames has government security clearance.
Ames? Really?
Dale in Clinton Township, a friend of mine growing up with, he was the biggest stoner. Now he's a brain surgeon in Dallas. I never saw that happening. That's pretty funny. Do you have a friend that you can't believe they grew up to be what they turned out to be? 248-539-9797. Tigers back in action tonight. It is the Boston Red Sox coming to town. Tigers need a, let's everybody calm down, win. They really need to let everybody calm down and win.
It's not desperate, but
and it's not everybody. We've got a few texts. One of them, I hope you enjoyed the start, boys, was probably my favorite. But, if you don't have faith in Jackson Jobe getting the job done, right? Which, there's one guy said how inconsistent he has been this year, blah, 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 blah. The Tigers are going up against a pitcher whose ERA is over 6 this year. And he started all season long. Now, that was way skewed by a terrible start against Tampa, where he gave up 11 earned runs and 2 1/3. He's been better his last two outings. But Tanner Houck is a starter for Boston. So we'll see how it plays out. But I'm very intrigued as to how somebody suggested that Bregman might get similar treatment to another name, also starts with a B and has 2 syllables, Bregman, Brunson. Mm. Do you think we get the thank you Bregman chance?
I hope not. Honestly, that one's a little much.
He hasn't even done anything in particular yet other than just say no.
I mean, prefer not to use the profanity with it. It's a bit much. It's a bit aggressive.
You didn't say that when people were thanking Brunson.
Yeah, and then I heard it.
You didn't like it then?
And then I'm like, all right, wait, let's not celebrate it so much. It's not a good look nationally. Mm-hmm. Booing is fine. That's appropriate.
Yep.
Or you sold out. Chance of you sold out, that's always a good one. Tigers made him a great offer.
I don't know if that's selling out. Is that selling out by just saying no to our offer?
Look, they can boo, and that's fine, right?
They can boo, yeah. They don't have to go that far, but Bregman will be here. Do you think we get Veerling news today?
I think we get I'm surprised we didn't get it going into the weekend, but apparently they want him to play a few more games, so he did get to play a couple over the weekends. Maybe he gets called up for the game tonight or by the end of this series. I feel like it's going to happen at any moment. I mean, he hit a couple home runs at Toledo. I think they're trying to get him some work at third at the different positions. So maybe it is a couple more games because they want to get him acclimated to the outfield and the infield.
Yeah, look, it's the kind of thing where the Tigers haven't been lucky with injuries so far this year. If you really think about it, they've lost 4 outfielders to injury. They've lost their starting catcher to injury. They lost a guy that they probably, they knew Cobb. They knew Cobb was hurt when they signed him. I guess he's just not back yet. But, they haven't had good luck. So, and now you add in Casey Mize, who's got a strained hamstring. This could be 15 days. The only issue with that, and the one thing that has me just a little bit concerned, it was the same hamstring that kept him out 2 months last year.
Yeah, but they said that this is a totally different situation, that this is just a tweak, that he felt something. This is, and of course, it happens in the last inning that he pitched. He goes into the eighth inning when this happens. So, if you take them at their word and they say it's just a tweak, they should be back real soon, then let's hope that's the case.
248-539-9797. You want to talk a little Tigers, keep it going. Champ and Chump, last chance to get your votes in. Do it now. Champ of the weekend, I went with my buddy Ryan Lenahan, who qualified for the PGA Championship this week down at Quail Hollow. Congratulations to Ryan, who's at Walnut Creek here locally and has been helping me with my swing for some time. Really good dude, really good instructor. So he is my champ of the weekend. Gator, champ of the weekend is?
Is Terry Brunk, who's better known as a professional wrestler Sabu, who died over the weekend at the age of 60. The guy was an absolute hardcore pioneer in the world of professional wrestling. You don't see people going through tables without Sabu. And it was an amazing, amazing professional wrestler.
My chump of the weekend is the all-too-enthusiastic Tiger Panic I Told You So fan after losing two in a row and having Mize put on the DL. I think there's way quick to push the panic button.
Yeah, I'm not panicking, but my chump of the week is specific. It's that hamstring of Casey Mize. Damn you, hamstring!
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Your champ and chump votes. We have news on Trey Hendrickson.
Oh.
Does it mean anything for us here in Detroit? We'll get to that today at 131 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So Adam Schefter tweeted this out 1 hour ago.
I'm sure people are going to be relaxed to this. Be very calm with this announcement.
Trey Hendrickson, edge rusher, Cincinnati Bengals, final year of his contract, no extension. Trey Hendrickson, they ran out of money. They're up against the cap. They extended Burrow. They extended Jamar Chase. No money left for Hendrickson. Trey Hendrickson's statement to ESPN today, quote, "No communication has taken place between my camp and the organization post-draft. The offers prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last offseason if I continued to play at a high level. Coaches are aware of these past conversations. Rather than using collaboration to get us to a point to bring me home to the team, they are no longer communicating. I've been eagerly awaiting a resolution of this situation, but that's hard to do when there are no discussions and an evident lack of interest in reaching mutual goals." Trey Hendrickson sounds frustrated with the Bengals and says there is no communication. Does this increase the possibility that he gets dealt?
Well, he wasn't dealt before the draft.
Yep.
So that I thought was interesting. Now Hendrickson is calling out the Bengals, basically saying that they did not act in good faith because there's no negotiations going on.
Yep.
There's been no contact with other teams. And he said, now he's saying that the teams knew about this.
Mm-hmm.
And the coaches knew about this, I should say. And the coaches haven't done anything. So he wants out desperately now. Now he just wants out. Does that mean for a team that wants to acquire him that perhaps the salary demands go by the wayside because now he just wants out of Cincinnati?
You have to wonder a little bit if Trey Hendrickson, if his lack of communication, hey, I want to come back, they're not talking to me, and oh, by the way, with their first round pick, they drafted an edge rusher. Didn't they get the kid from A&M that you wanted, Kang?
Shamar Stewart.
Yeah.
Who hasn't signed yet.
No, because he doesn't want to get hurt or whatever, but yeah.
So, if you're Trey Hendrickson, do you kind of see the writing on the wall? They drafted my replacement and they stopped talking to me. I can see why he's frustrated. Yeah. Especially if what he's saying is true, that he was told, have another good year and we'll get it sorted out next year. And then next year comes and there's no sorting. There's no sorting.
No, there's no sorting. You're like, dude, trade me. Why haven't you traded me?
So we might be reaching the possibility of getting to the unique circumstances where Trey Hendrickson will just want out of Cincinnati and not require a new contract, which would keep his...
Still a big hit.
And it's still $15.8 million.
But it's doable.
I don't know if that's is easily said.
For the
true.
One season, I think it is.
Given their other cap things that they got to take care of, I'm not sure it is. Certainly more doable than if he needed a new contract and was getting 30 plus. That I will grant you.
Would you? Well, and now, because of this is...
This is where you get into the debate. Do you not re-sign your own guys and then take on this cap hit now?
I'm not even doing that. I'm saying if he's one more year left on the deal, right? Mm-hmm. And if he's no longer insistent on signing a multi-year deal with a new team, he just wants out of there. Does this make it easier for the Lions, if they offered up a second round pick or a third round pick at this point, because the longer this goes on, the less value it's going to be. So let's just say for the sake of argument, a second round pick to acquire Trey Hendrickson, and you have Trey Hendrickson for 1 year. Is it worth it for a second round pick for 1 year?
I would say yes.
If it
can work with the cap, and it doesn't cost you any of your in-house guys.
Why would it cost you an in-house guy when they're all under contract at this point?
Well,
and it's just 1 year. He's not going to be on a future contract.
If you could get some people to restructure, maybe free up some money, because you have other signings you have to make. I mean, they still have signed rookies and signed,
they've got the money set aside for that.
Well, but it doesn't count on your available cap space.
No, but I mean, if you're going to get at Aiden Hutchinson, I don't think this has nothing to do with that, because it'd be 1 year.
If it's 1 year and Hutch's contract extension wouldn't be impacted, it certainly would become more doable. I still think it's probably very improbable, but if he's not looking for a new contract and just wants to get the F out of Cincinnati, I'm not even sure a second round pick would get it done, because I think somebody else would probably offer more.
Well, quite possible. Yeah.
Well, it's clear. It seems like the Bengals don't want to pay him. They might not even be able to pay him because they just signed T. Higgins to that huge deal, right? And so, of course, this comes out now. Hendrickson is pissed. He's airing out dirty laundry. And so, of course, CBS Sports, 38 minutes ago, gets news of this, and they write up a headline, Trey Hendrickson, landing spots, ranking the five best fits for the Bengals star. 5, Cardinals. 4, Colts. 3, Packers. 2, Commanders. 1, no. Detroit Lions.
Woo! Here we go!
The Lions addressed their offensive line early in the draft, also adding receiver depth. But one area that is curiously went overlooked, pass rusher, despite the team desperately, desperately needing one.
Do they?
Since the departure of Za'Darius Smith. With more than $40 million in 2025 cap space still available, they could be a prime landing spot for a proven talent.
Well, I would agree that they don't desperately need the
edge
rusher.
Desperately, though.
I know.
I would love to see it happen, because I think having two of these elite guys would be amazing. But it's not; they're not in desperation mode, because they do have one of the best in the game.
If the Lions, with one of the best in the game, are desperate to add another one, you can imagine all the teams that don't have one and are the best in the game would be more desperate and would be likely to offer more.
I'll take offense to the word desperate, but I will not take any offense to saying the Lions could use him, because they could use him.
I would love to see it. What I don't like about this story is I think it creates an unrealistic expectation that they're going to land Trey Hendrickson. And I would still, if you're asking me, is this likely to happen, or is he likely to be in Cincinnati or somewhere else? I think he's probably likely to be in Cincinnati or somewhere else.
This is sweet. So now we got two people like that. The Pistons have to get Giannis, and the Lions have to get Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Same thing.
Yep.
He wrote desperately, guys.
I know he wrote desperately. Who wrote the story?
Yeah.
Well, it's CBS Sports, so that's legit. And the guy's name is Cody Benjamin.
Oh, yeah.
You know Cody. I can't believe Cody's a writer for CBS Sports.
Codes. Let's go to Ed and Alpina. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys. I want to talk about Tigers for a minute, but, you know, would you guys bring up this Trey Hendrickson? I'm gonna do a U-turn in a one-way street. I did that before in Denver, right in front of the went down the wrong way, but that changed the subject. Went down the wrong way at front of the place where they make the money.
Oh, Ed. The Mint?
Ed, you probably shouldn't have changed the subject. Yeah. Anyway, you
stay
were
on
saying...
topic, Ed.
Anyways, so Trey Hendrickson. You know what? At this point, I would rather bring Za'Darius Smith back. Because one, it's not going to cost you as much money. It's not going to cost you a draft pick. And, you know, I think Za'Darius Smith's a better fit with the team we have.
Well, I don't have a problem with bringing Za'Darius Smith in. I'd like that. But if you could get Trey Hendrickson and it makes sense for you, but it has to make sense.
Yeah.
Right? That's the whole thing. There are so many factors that go into this.
Yep.
Okay. Does he have interest in coming to Detroit? Two, would he play here without getting a contract extension? And those are two pretty big hurdles to get over. Now, maybe the Detroit hurdle isn't much one. Yeah, I'd be interested in coming to Detroit, but I have to. Okay, we can't do that. Yeah, I'd be interested in coming to Detroit, and no, I don't need an extension. Okay, you don't need an extension. Great. Now, it becomes a compensation thing. What would the Lions give up?
So, here's the issue, is I still think there are teams out there that not only would pay more in terms of compensation to Cincinnati, I think there are probably teams out there that would give him an extension.
There might be, but
and if he and his agent are the ones working on this deal, and he's now more available than he's ever been before.
But these are things that have to be fleshed out that you don't know. Because what
the Lions really can't afford is an extension.
They can. Well, they absolutely can.
Well,
it costs you in different ways.
It might cost you Aiden Hutchinson.
I completely disagree with that. I think it could cost somebody else. There'd be pain associated with it. You may not be able to hang on to some player.
Almost everybody but Hutch. So if they're going to squeeze anybody else out, it could be Hutch. But hey, look.
Could be Brian Branch. Could be Branch
and LaPorta.
Could be LaPorta, yeah.
Could be both.
Yeah, it's like I said, there could be pain, but you can absolutely do it without having to lose Hutch.
248-539-9797. Hey, FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting the over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once a game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live bets into same-game parlays for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. Get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's where it's at. If you're new, do this. And you're thinking about it, this is the thing to do. Because that $5 bet... you can take a heavy favorite just to win on the money line. You won't get a big return on the $5, but you get the $200 in bonus bets. You don't have to make a deposit. You can mess around with that and see what you think of it. FanDuel.com/Doug. FanDuel.com/Doug to join today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over at present in Michigan. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issues and non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters. And we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
For 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. So this created a buzz today. Trey Hendrickson is really upset with the Bengals because they are not communicating with him. And oh, by the way, did you notice they drafted an edge rusher in the first round? Shamar Stewart out of Texas A&M, which perhaps is their beginning of moving on from Trey Hendrickson as they become more available. Essentially, it comes down to whether or not Trey Hendrickson wanted a new contract. The Bengals are up against the cap. They signed all their guys. He was the odd man out. And it makes you wonder if he would now want out of Cincinnati without a new contract. That becomes more feasible for a team like Detroit to get him. The biggest issue, though, is that if he is more likely to get traded now, I'm going to guess that there are going to be multiple suitors that would pay more, A, and pay more, B, as in pay more in terms of what they'd give Cincinnati and pay Hendrickson, give him an extension. It just might be that he wants out. He's more motivated to get out, so he might be willing to accept trades to places he wasn't willing to go before. And the Bengals might be more agreeable to move him now that for some reason they've – I don't know if they botched this situation. I feel like they should have been communicating with him. But when you're not communicating with a guy who wants a new contract, that tells me you're starting to send the message that we don't want you anymore.
I feel like if he didn't want him, they should have traded him before the draft or during the draft.
Might have been better for them, but maybe everything changed when Shamar Stewart was on the board at 17. Maybe they didn't expect that, and they were like, oh, my God, I can't believe we can get this guy. Maybe. I don't know, because in the draft, you don't know what's going to happen in the draft. And so now with hindsight available – yeah, they might have been best served to move him before the draft.
Yeah, it looks like Cincinnati has not handled the situation very, very well at all. Like, horribly, in fact. That if you didn't trade him before the draft, that seems dumb. You didn't move him at the trade deadline last year, you know, for a team that really was floundering and struggling at the time because of injuries. It just seems unusual. And at the same time, look how you're allocating your money. You decided to double up on the wide receiver route as opposed to doubling up on defensive ends. Like, the big deficiency with Cincinnati is their defense. It's not their offense. It's their defense. You could argue very strongly it was a dumb move to sign T. Higgins instead of giving the money to Trey Hendrickson and then go ahead and draft another defensive end. Or whatever defensive position you want.
Am I wrong?
To shore that up.
It feels like it's easier to find a playmaking wide receiver in the draft than a great edge rusher.
Yeah.
Although I would have some hesitancy with Trey Hendrickson. Just a little side note. I'm not sure he's ever going to have a year like he did last year.
But he's been pretty good for his,
been pretty
for
good,
his career.
But
I mean, yeah, last year seemed
off the charts. Desperately need him? No. But we still need one. Outside of Hutch, you have no quarterback pressure or sacks. If he gets hurt again, we're screwed. I don't care about the money or second-round draft picks. Go get Hendrickson, and let's get the Super Bowl. Why are Lions fans good with just okay? That's not okay. We want Super Bowl. Need to go all in. That's from Mike at work. I don't know that they need to go all in. I think we're getting to the point where we're doing it again, where the only path to the Super Bowl is to go all in at the expense of long-term. You can go all in, but going all in means if it doesn't work out, you've kind of screwed yourself in the future. And Hendrickson would help. There's no question about Hendrickson would be an upgrade over what they have on the other side. I warn that I don't know if he'd be as good as he was last year. This feels like a one hell of a spike late in his career. Guys at his age don't do that, but I realize nobody wants to hear that. But the other thing is, they had a pass rush that was trending towards being top 10 in the league before Hutch got hurt. They were trending to have a better pass rush than the two teams in the Super Bowl in terms of sacks. So it wasn't a desperate need last year before he got hurt. The whole, if he got hurt again, there's all kinds of yes. They're screwed if Goff gets hurt. They are probably in trouble if Hutch gets hurt again. They're going to be in trouble if Penei Sewell gets hurt. They probably won't be in great shape if Amon-Ra gets hurt.
But if you were to improve the defense, where would you improve it?
I would probably go edge rusher, okay. but that doesn't mean you have to go get Trey Hendrickson.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying if you're going to improve
and
the
pay
team,
the price
that's
cost
the place,
you stuff in
that's
the future.
The place you want to do it. And despite the fact that they were trending in areas, the realization wasn't there. So I don't think this is feasible really to get Trey Hendrickson. I know it's a fun topic to bring up. I'd love to add him. I think there are ways, I guess, that you can do it. I just, for other reasons, other teams would be able to offer better contracts. They have more money. They could do the extension without having to have the painful cut from other players. And the compensation that they would give Cincinnati in return would be better than what the Lions could offer. But what I don't know is, does Trey Hendrickson have a no-trade clause? Does he get to dictate where he wants to go?
Well, given the fact that they gave the agent the right to pull off the trade, I think he probably does. But
and if that's the case, and at this point, does Cincinnati just want to say, yeah, hook him, bro, whatever you got, go wherever you want to go. If it means we only get a third-round pick in return, so be it.
I don't think they do that. However, I mean, I can't imagine they'd do that. Since he really did just do that to him dirty, there is definitely a chance they deal him somewhere he'd like to go. How could he choose anywhere other than the Lions? Well, I mean, I don't know. He's a Florida kid, isn't he? Does he want to go back home?
Play for Miami.
Just get Za'Darius Smith. It's way cheaper. That's from Steve in Armada. And then he writes, come on.
It is way cheaper. And there it seems to be interest.
This is the weird deal where I understand the allure of going all in and trying to win this Super Bowl because we've never had one. They've got this thing set up to make multiple Super Bowl runs to consistently and through multiple means. I mean, as much as people say, well, if Hutch gets hurt, they're screwed. Well, if you trade for Trey Hendrickson and he gets hurt, I mean, if there are season-ending injuries are unpredictable. Hendrickson's been really good, and his last 2 years are his best 2 years. He's 30. Guys start to decline right around now, but even if he declines, he'd be better than anything they have.
Yeah, and let's say he still wants an extension, but he no longer wants like a 5-year extension. He says, you know what, I'll play this year, and then I want a 2-year extension. Yep. Guaranteed.
I think the reason why I'm most hesitant on this is because I think the Lions aren't desperate, and there would be teams that are. Those teams, they would want him more because they don't even have an Aiden Hutchinson. And so anything that the Lions offer, I think other teams would offer greater compensation, and they would offer more money. And, you know, even if it's not what Hendrickson wanted, be greater compensation and more money. Absolutely call, investigate, see if you can get it done on your terms that either does or doesn't cost you future players. But I don't know how a team with less than Aiden Hutchinson wouldn't offer more. Am I wrong for thinking that?
No, you're not. But again, if it's his decision where he wants to go, you know, we'll
see. It is to a certain extent. I mean, if he finds that contract from elsewhere, if he doesn't want the contract...
Look, let me ask you this. Do you want Brad Holmes picking up the phone and talking to Trey Hendrickson's agent?
I literally
to see what
just
happens?
Said it.
Okay. So I'm repeating it.
Okay.
If that's what you want,
yep.
We'll see what happens.
Rico Beard has made his way in studio.
Sorry, guys. I was trying to get the latest on the Trey stuff. So I was reading, looked at the clock. So my apologies.
You're actually just fine.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
No apology necessary. Okay. So what do you think? Without giving away the whole show, I guess.
Yeah, we're gonna do it during the show. Lions are definitely one of the teams. It depends on the perspective. I'm looking at it from the Cincinnati perspective. I guess they're just like, dude, you're under contract, so why are we trying to do anything with you?
It's really weird. It feels like a massive mismanagement of an asset.
It feels almost like what Cleveland did with Myles Garrett. Like, yeah, we don't have to do anything. You just have to show up if you want to play and get a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading CBS has Lions are one of the 5 teams.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, there's 2 teams on there that you probably don't want to see him go to if it's not Detroit. So.
All right. Have a great show.
Thank you.
Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1 The Ticket.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.